Hey, welcome everybody from Gil on the Sailing Vessel Dream Chaser. In this week's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about storm surges. What is a storm surge? How do you prepare for it? And where is the danger zone when a storm is forming? As liveaboards and people on a sailboat, this is something we watch very, very closely. We want to share some of our information with you, and we hope you find it useful. Gil here with the Sailing Vessel Dream Chaser. And for anyone who's been watching the news this last week, you know that Tropical Storm Cindy formed in the Gulf of Mexico, just north of the Yucatan Peninsula, and was working its way north toward the United States. What I wanted to do is really explain a little bit about what storm surge is. What is its impact to you as a boater? What does it mean if you're in a coastal area? And frankly, why is it that we see such big wind and waves a couple of days in advance of the storm? And more importantly, where is the area that we really need to watch out for? Is it where the storm's going to actually make landfall? More to come. Watch this video. I have some interesting footage as we experience this this fairly benign storm. We were able to really get some good footage, some animation of weather data, the whole bit. So stick with this. I hope this is really informative, and I hope it explains it in a way that is sort of easy to understand. And for those of you who live aboard your boats and you talk to your friends who aren't familiar with being familiar with the weather and understanding the weather, maybe you can share this with them. It could be something that could really help other people that maybe don't understand something about low pressure systems and the direction of the wind and what its impacts are on the coastal areas. Hope you guys enjoy it. So Tropical Storm Cindy made landfall on Thursday at about 7 or 8 a.m. What I want to show you is actual satellite imagery from early Monday afternoon. And I'm going to let this play in the background. You can kind of see here, you'll start to see a counterclockwise rotation forming just over the Yucatan Peninsula. And I'll highlight this in a red arrow. I just want to show you what this thing starts out looking like. And this is on Monday, okay? Keep in mind, 4 days prior to actually making landfall. So there's plenty of warning, plenty of time ahead of this. But it at least starts to show this counterclockwise rotation. Remember, low pressure systems in the northern hemisphere have a counterclockwise rotation. So as a baseline, I'm going to show you a little bit of footage I shot actually over the weekend. So this was Sunday last week. This is a couple of days before the satellite imagery you just saw. And what I'm showing you is basically just a couple of seconds of me pulling the dinghy back into the slip next to our boat. And I want to show this for a reference point. This is where the water was on last weekend. Again, this is when this storm was just starting to form in the Gulf of Mexico. It was still in its infancy stages and really not blowing very strong or established at that point in time. But take note of the water height and where it sits, because it'll be important later. So I'm going to move forward to Tuesday afternoon. This is about 2 p.m. And keep in mind, this is 24 hours after the satellite imagery you just saw. By this time, the storm had actually started to form. You could start to see a counterclockwise rotation around that tropical low pressure. It was still not a named storm. It was just what NOAA was referring to as TS3. And I went ahead and took a little drive along the, there's a small area here that goes just to the north side of Lake Pontchartrain. Now at this point in time, we'd had quite a bit of rain, and we were starting to see at least the beginning phases of what it looks like when the water rises, when we end up with a strong north wind for a period of days. Again, blowing that water from the Gulf of Mexico up inland, and it goes from the Gulf of Mexico into essentially the waterway around the Mississippi Sound and into Lake Pontchartrain. And you'll see here in this footage, on the north side of Lake Pontchartrain, we were already starting to see waters go up a little bit higher. Still nothing, at our marina, we were still 2 feet, 2.5 feet under the dock, but this is a day ahead of time, just to give you a sense of it rising. The road to this boat ramp that you just saw runs kind of parallel to the Chifuncta River. It's a low-lying road, a couple of good rains. It's not uncommon for it to flood. As a matter of fact, you can see on the right, there's some stones here. The local cities dropped some of those along there to try and keep some of the water from the river flowing up into it. So this is not an uncommon sight. This doesn't happen just with a tropical storm. Quite frankly, a couple of days of heavy rain and this starts to flood. But I just wanted to give you a sense for what we were starting to see. And again, this road sits right next to the Chifuncta River. So if you look closely on the right-hand side of the footage, you'll actually see water flowing in between some of these rocks in a few places. So remember earlier I showed you the footage of me pulling the dinghy and you saw the regular height of the water. I wanted to show this because here is what it looks like on Tuesday afternoon. This is about 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. just after that footage I just showed you at the Lake Pontchartrain boat ramp. You can see just how high this is. And to give you a sense of what's normal, we normally step off of Dream Chaser onto that lowest step, not the top one. And right now, it's somewhere between waist and chest high. So as I turn around and look toward the Gulf Star, it's going to be interesting trying to step up into. If you're enjoying these sessions, I would encourage you to please go check out our website at www.svdreamchaser.com. That's SV as in sailing vessel, www.svdreamchaser.com. If you go to the site and subscribe, you'll be on our mailing list. We promise they won't spam you, but we will keep you updated as we upload new videos and content. About steps next to it. So you can see we are definitely rising, so it's time to get prepped and get everything ready to make sure that we don't go over the top of the dock. First thing we're gonna do is start raising the banger boards. So this is a graphic representation of what the wind speed looks like at the surface level. So this is Wednesday morning at about 10 a.m. And what you can see is the brighter the green lines, the stronger the wind is. And this still isn't significant. Most of these winds are 20 to 30 knots in speed, but you can see that they're pushing north, right? They're pushing up toward Louisiana. And what I'll do is I'm gonna put a couple of arrows on the screen that point this out. And if you wanna demonstrate this and you take just a glass of water, fill it with water, to the brim, and then bend down and gently blow across the surface of it. What you're going to see are the waves and the water will be at a higher height furthest from your mouth and lowest where it's first initiating that blow. The same thing happens in the Gulf of Mexico. It's just a much bigger glass of water and a lot more wind. So when you look at a map of the U.S., which I'll put up on the screen here as I'm talking, you'll notice that the water that gets pushed up north, it kind of goes up and starts to go into the west, and it goes into that Lake Bourne and into Lake Pontchartrain and starts to hit all those inland waters. Louisiana, such as it is a low-lying state. There's a lot of marshes, a lot of bayous, so all those bayous begin to fill up, and that water from the Gulf of Mexico has to go somewhere, and it just continues to go north into those waterways. I thought this was another great illustration. This is a graph representing the water height at the New Canal Station, which is on the south side of Lake Pontchartrain. And you can see here by the dates on the bottom of the screen how we started out at just under a foot of water height over normal, and you can see it climb and rise over those couple of days. And then you can see a distinct peak, right? You see when it peaked. This is what happens when a low pressure system sits in the Gulf of Mexico too damn long.
Yep.
I wish you would just speed up and go. It's gonna be weird when fish are jumping over the docks too.
That's true. Stay safe, y'all.
On Wednesday, it became obvious that it was definitely going to go up over the docks and the surge was going to keep rising. So we prepped the boat by raising up the banger boards, adjusting all the lines, giving enough slack to move back and forth. And so because we knew it was going to go up on the dock area, we had to move some of our items, and our neighbors out of town, so we moved their dock boxes as well. That's what you're seeing in the background here. Now let me share the irony of all this shit. We just moved it all and the water's going down. Now, I think it's a little bit of tidal change. That low pressure is still sitting out there. I expect this is going to be up again another foot, maybe 12, 14 inches, something like that. But ain't that a bitch after you finally move all that stuff, especially moving it for, wow, those dock boxes all the way up to the middle of the parking lot. It's crazy. I got to go move my trucks. Hey, thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. And if there's any chance you would like to see some of these in video format, I would encourage you to check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/svdreamchaser. That's SV as in sailing vessel, Dream Chaser. After we moved the dock boxes, we thought about just driving along to the Mississippi coast. It's about 30 or 40 miles east of here, and we just wanted to kind of see what the water was like along the waterfront. So we got a little bit of footage of that. Again, keep in mind, the storm has not yet reached shore, and it's less than a Category 1. So just imagine this if it was a real storm. While we were driving around, one of our boat neighbors sent us some pictures. The water had risen again. It was now over the docks. And when we got back to the marina, there was about a foot of water where you saw Deb and I moving those dock boxes. So it was significantly up over the dock itself. Deb stayed at her mom's house with the girls. I stayed on the boat to kind of keep an eye on things, make sure everything was good. But I want to show you this representation. This is a 10 p.m. on Wednesday night visualization of that same data. And you can see this is, again, just before that storm actually makes landfall, but you can still see how it's pushing all that water, that surge, up into the inland waters. I hope you found this video useful, and it helped to explain a little bit about what storm surge is and why, in the Northern Hemisphere, the most dangerous place to be in a tropical storm is actually northeast of the storm's path. That's where you're going to get the most storm surge, and that's usually where the strongest winds are. If you found this video useful, please remember, subscribe to it, click on that thumbs up and the like, and don't forget to hit the little bell notification and click on that to be notified of all of our videos coming up. Obviously, with this storm, all of my hatch repairs got put on hold because I wanted to make sure the weather was good before I did those repairs. See y'all next week. Thanks a bunch, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching. And please, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even Tumblr. Please take a moment and go over to our website at svdreamchaser.com to download free resources for cruising and how-to projects. Get your thumbs and mouses ready. We also have a couple of links right on the screen for some other playlists and videos that we think you'll enjoy. Thanks for watching, fellow dreamers.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to hear more of these podcasts, please do leave us a comment on iTunes and let us know what you think of the show.